Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got a really quick question I want to ask everybody. You know what? Here, how about I do this? I'll follow up the question after I show you another said installed individual that fiends himself, puts himself under false pretenses as the representative of the free world, which we know is not true in any sense of the word concerning Biden's criminal administration. I want you to hear this really, it's a really short video. And again, I want you to hear what he has to say because he said it just like George Bush Sr., just like what George W. Bush Jr. did, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, just like that of now. Guess what, friends? Yours truly has something to say, and you need to listen to it.
Point, I believe in the world economy, not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while.
We established a liberal world order, he says, a liberal world order. Okay, now listen carefully.
People die, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting.
Now the time that things are shifting, who's creating the chaos, who's causing the shifting, listen carefully.
World order out there.
He said, there's going to be a new world order out there.
And we've got to lead it.
And we've got to lead it. Well, they are leading it. And I want to tell you how they're leading it, friends. They're leading it through... right in the faces of 329.5 million people on the globe that tolerate the small, small inkling of what you call human existence through the powers that are tolerated. They're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you who's responsible for what just took place, friends. Do you understand? They're creating the chaos as they are welding and forming a new world order. You guys all remember this guy because these guys have been blurting the truth out in their confusion for a long time. Or maybe it's just a statement of prophecy coming directly from hell. We will have a world government whether you like it or not. The only question is whether the government will be achieved by conquest or by consent. Paul Warburg. Wow. That's crazy. Matter of fact, that statement was made by Paul Warburg during the Council on Foreign Relations, CFR, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 17th, 1950. Okay? And the American people have been allowing the mainstream media and their useful idiots to basically demonize anybody that tells you the truth by calling them conspiracy theorists when, in fact, it came directly out of their mouths. What about this, devil? And we could get into the videos, but this isn't what I want to cover today. This only in part. George Bush Sr., the guy that's in hell now, you know, the one that worked himself there. You know, Jesus said if you die in your sin and you continue in your sin, you're going to die in your sin. And where do sinners go? Here, let me tell you. Directly to hell where they belong. Okay? George Bush Sr. said, out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order. That was September 11th, 1990, before his son, well, you know what happened on September 11th, 2001. But I want to show you how, again, from our founder's perspective, that this has been going on for a long time, and the illegalities of what is happening here in America and on a global basis today. Okay? Again, I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Samuel Adams. He was a son of liberty. And again, listen carefully as to what he has to say. The utopian schemes of leveling redistribution of wealth. The largest redistribution of wealth just took place over the last 3 years under the guise of a pandemic, and a community of goods, central ownership of the means of production and distribution, are as visionary and impractical as those who vest all property in what? Government, the crown, he said. These ideas are arbitrary, despotic, and in our government, unconstitutional. That means what's going on here, friends, is completely illegal. Did we listen to what the people have been telling us concerning those that establish what it is that we have through our God-ordained institutions today from the past? Ben Franklin said, if you would know the value of money, go try borrow some, for he that goes a borrowing goes a sorrowing. That's right. And Scripture frowns upon it, condemns it, because you become a slave to the lender. In matter of fact, John F. Kennedy even warned us back in the 60s. He said, there is a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. He said, before I leave this high office and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. Well, we all know the way that whole story ended, right? Yeah. He was assassinated. The truth fell in the street on that day, friends. November 22nd, 1963, and the American people allowed it to go. Even when the government appointed the foxes in the chicken coop concerning those that John F. Kennedy fired, they were the ones that were appointed to the Warren Commission. Really? And then they go on top of it to add insult to injury that they weren't going to release the documentation concerning the assassination until 2025. And the American people let the government do that. They let them do the things that they do today. They only get away with whatever you let them get away with, friends, right? I told you I just got done going on a live census in the United States of America. There is 329.5 million people in this country right now that are allowing the bad guys to do the things that bad guys do. You know their names, you know who they are, you know the laws that they're violating, but yet you allow them to do the things that they do. Do you expect a good result here, friends? Do you expect a good result with a Joe Biden in office? Do you expect a good result by allowing the repeat criminals to continuously set the narrative? That's another question. Americans, why do you allow the bad guys to set the narrative? Because they're doing it again. They're calling for another, friends. Guess what? Lockdown and more viruses. They want more control over your lives. And the only way that they're going to get it is if you allow them to do so. I'm going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We are here today because our forefathers didn't tolerate this sort of corruption. Learn from history. Read Jeremiah 6:16. Be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Just kind of run off of my last narrative concerning the first segment, if you don't mind, folks. By the way, if you want to check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, Tim Brown's morning show, on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, SOL Radio Live, subscribe to that live feed. You can watch it at any time, replay it at any time. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Okay, so during the first segment, friends, I highlighted the fact that Joe Biden is now calling for a new world order. Okay, I mean, don't sit there and deceive yourselves into believing, friends, that this isn't what these people are pushing for. And just think about it. 50 governors helped them along the way, didn't they? Yes, they did. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Jeremiah 11, 9. Read it when you get a moment, friends. It's important that you do. Dwight D. Eisenhower, not that he was a good guy, but he's probably a little bit better than what you tolerate today. But he said, every step we take towards making the state our caretaker of our lives, by that much we move towards making the state our master. And remember what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, if they're big enough to give you everything that you need, they're also big enough to take it back. And it's not theirs to have in the first place to dictate us. We're ruled by God, not by these jokers, right? I want you to listen to this as well. This is none other than that criminal, pedophile, Henry Kissinger, World Affairs Council press conference, Regent Beverly Wilshire Hotel, April 19th, 1994. He's also the guy that sits next to the said presidents, right, in the United States of America, that said, your military men, when wars are called for, those are the wars that they create, you know, and then they send your kids unconstitutionally without congressional oversight or approval. That means me and you giving them the authority, delegated authority to do it in the first place. He's the one that said, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used only for foreign policy. He also said, OK, Okay? Again, we know who Henry Kissinger is. We know he's a war criminal. He's called a war criminal by other countries, friends, but he sits next to your president. He said the New World Order cannot happen without the U.S. participation. He said, as we are the most significant single component, yes, there will be a New World Order, and it will be the force of the United States to change its perceptions. You're the stumbling block, Americans. 329.5 million dollars. They all know who the bad guys are, for those that are paying attention, and yet they allow them to drive their country into a hell that God did not ordain it to be. Read Psalm 9:16 and 17 when you get a moment. Friends, I want to say this concerning what's been going on. What it is that the American people tolerate with corruption. They know it. They see it every day of their lives. The mainstream media tries to normalize their crimes, and yet we know their crimes. Why? Because God has written his laws upon our hearts and our minds. Read Hebrews 10:7 when you get a moment. Isaiah 42:21 when you get a moment. Psalm 40, verse 7 when you get a moment, now that I think about it. His laws have been written upon our hearts and our minds. We know what's right and what's wrong. And even those that have seared their conscience, you still have a conscience, which means with knowledge. And you know what's right and you know what's wrong. The bad guys are wicked because they know what to do, yet they do the opposite. That's why they're going to eat the fruit of their own ways, Galatians 6:7. Again, I'm just trying to push the judgment date up in this earth, that the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, rather than the day that they're going to meet their judge through natural declination or their natural death. Okay? Folks, why is this happening? I mean, don't sit there and act like these criminals have disciplined themselves to get where they're at. That's not what they've done. That's not who they are. No, no. They sold themselves out with you and their country because they sold their souls for a little silver. Because they are being deceived, willfully deceived, and they think that they're going to be elevated through this transition called expiration of natural life into death. And the only thing that they're going to find is when they leave, they take their last breath here, the first thing they're going to see is the Christ in the Lord, Hebrews 9:27, and as well Revelation 21 verse 8, and they are going to meet the judge. And the Bible tells us that they fled from before him. That's how holy God is. That's how just he is. And the fact of the matter is they want to go ahead and dare the justice of God by testing their steel, as they would call it. I'm just here to tell you, friends, you're allowing the bad guys to take you and to allow them to turn your country into hell. And again, God did not ordain the institution concerning what it is that we have 250 years later, because that's what he desired. If that was the case, we wouldn't have had the forefathers that exhibited the otherwise, giving us the example as to what to do and what not to do. I want to say this in ending, and then we'll move on to the next point, friends. These criminals, and criminals they are not the type that you can help. They're not the type that you can save. They are the type that must lawfully be removed. They are not the type that you can help. They are not the type that can be saved. They are the type that must be lawfully removed. The Bible tells us a little leaven leaveneth a whole lump, and I'm talking lawfully, of course. My enemies know it, and the righteous know it. For us to sit back and allow these people to etch away concerning our foundations, to continuously tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate in their own ungodly images, is a reflection of the people in this country, nothing short of it. And it's shameful conduct or misconduct, and it's dereliction of duty when it comes to what we're obliged to do before God and commanded by God to do on the behalf of heaven and on the behalf of our brothers and sisters in this country. Folks, it's time. We see, and we've seen over the last couple of years, friends, the people on a global basis rise in righteousness because they identified the tyrants. They must lawfully be dealt with. Now is the time. This is what I want to end with. Why Americans, only you can answer this individually and corporately, why do you allow corruption to set the narrative? when you know all the well that they are violating and transgressing the very laws that they swore to uphold? What do you think is going to be the end of allowing these people to do the things that they're doing? Well, just go ahead and look over the last six decades in this country, and you'll get a pretty good idea real quick. And guess what, friends? God never gave them the right to do it. And the Lord looks at his church today and says, why do you tolerate this? Why do you not keep my commandments out of love towards me? You know, you've heard it said 1,000 times. God bless America. God has blessed America. Folks, bless God and bless yourselves, for goodness sakes. And deal with the corruption that's right in front of your face. Because here they come again. Here they come again. Oh, it can't be stopped. Oh, I'm here to tell you it can be stopped. And I'm also here to tell you it's been done before. Over and over and over and over and over again. Here, let me give you the answer, because I've been giving it to you for 17 years. Without impeachment and prosecution concerning those that think that they are above the law, you will continuously lose your freedoms and your country, and your children will be further enslaved. Period. And there's no excuse for it, even in natural countings. And I want to tell you, friends, real clear, and I'm not going to mince words, it's been done before. It's been done before. So don't sit there and tell me about how it can't be done. And you know how I answer people like that, to those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Those people that say, oh, we can't do that, it'll never happen. No, you're the people that are a part of the problem, because you have your faith in the devil in whom you serve rather than the God that you claim you serve, but in fact you don't. You're a believer, in other words, that doesn't believe. How many times throughout the Word of God and throughout history where a people rose up and called upon the name of the living God and he answered? And it was never a majority, it was always a minority, and he answered. Because he's still saying today to the church, to those that are called and ordained by his Spirit, that he's willing to give us what it is that we're willing to fight for. 1 Timothy 6:12. Without the fight, there is no faith. And if there is no faith, friends, guess what? There is no works. And if there's no works, then it's a dead desire all the way across the boards, is it not? Yes. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to come back, and I'm going to show you without impeachment and prosecution, you will lose your freedoms. And I'm here again to tell you it's been done before, and it can be done again today. There's no reason as to why it hasn't. Folks, we are where we're at still because of good government. It's because of good government that we're still here. And that good government, those that are incumbent in our government, are waiting for the American people to stand up against the tyrannies and deal with corruption within to put a stop to what generations have put up with in their own country. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Judges exercise their authority to interpret the law and not make the law. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, as she continues to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for her confirmation hearing. The judge continuing to take questions from Democrats and Republicans on the committee. Cleanup and damage assessments continue after severe weather hit Texas and Oklahoma. More than a dozen tornadoes touched down Monday, killing one person and injuring several others. Millions are bracing for more possible tornadoes in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and has mild symptoms. She will no longer travel with President Biden to Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News. The main foe of Russia's President Vladimir Putin is sentenced to prison.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's number one critic, Alexei Navalny, was convicted Tuesday of fraud and contempt of court and sentenced to 9 years in a maximum security prison. Alexei is already serving a prison sentence of about 2.5 years for violating parole. All this after he survived a poisoning attempt by Russian security forces in 2020. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL is allowing teams to look into deals with blockchain and NFT companies. After it evaluated the technology, the league saying it will allow promotional relationships without undertaking excessive regulator or brand risk. The NFL said teams and the league must proceed carefully because of evolving regulations related to the technology. Advertising for NFTs and NFT companies are not allowed to use team marks and logos. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. What I want to do is I want to play this video for you, audio for you, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. And what, again, I want you to see is I want you to see that without impeachment and prosecution concerning what's going on here, you will lose your freedoms, and it's been done before. All the way from the president, friends, to judges, the folks, the executive, the judicial, the legislators, they can all be impeached, and they have been before. You know, some of the folks on social media platforms almost act like I'm telling them something wrong, yet they're the ones complaining about everything that's going wrong. And then when I give them the resolve, they lay that back on me like it's my job to go out there and do for them what I'm giving them the information to do concerning the resolve that they want. Is there anything else we can do here for you, friends? Really? But again, folks, we're going to answer this, but I do want to stop there for a moment before I play this. You just heard this said radical that Biden put in place to become the next Supreme Court injustice. And folks, you're being served injustice all day long. These people are cherry-picking cases because they're trying to align it with the narrative concerning the advancing of the New World Order. It's exactly what they're doing. They're tearing down the law. And you can tell as to how they're tearing down the law as to the people that they're putting in place to become the next one to help further the decline of Western civilization. And it's absolutely embarrassing that the people don't wake up and take a stand concerning what is in fact happening on the Supreme Court as well as in the People's White House today. But you heard her say, this candidate to become the next Supreme Court injustice, you know, it's her job to interpret. No, it's not her job to interpret. Not at all. It's her job to discover Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, God's moral law were based on the Mosaic Institution. I don't need to interpret the common sensity of God's moral law when it's plain and simple to understand, where my kids can tell you as to what it means. Okay, we don't need their continuously moving forward on resting judgment, or should I say perverting judgment, because that's what rest means scripturally. But they're perverting judgment, friends, as you can well see. These are the same people, and this is the same guy in the People's White House that's attempting to appoint another radical, just like Obama did, just like the Bushes did, just like Trump did. And it's interesting, friends, they keep appointing these people that are of the lower, the baser sort, as Scripture tells us in 1 Kings 13:33. And again, then they wonder why they get these said decisions. Folks, let me remind you before I play this. Supreme Court justices are not the final arbiter to decide what's right and what's wrong according to law. It's not for them to play the activist or to legislate from the bench. It's really simple. The law is already written, okay, according to what the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. And those judges, again, are appointed during good behavior. And if they can't, Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and if they fail to act during good behavior, they themselves, from the President to the Supreme Court and all the branches and all those that serve we the people in this country, are subject to impeachment and prosecution. So, going back to this candidate, this radical, of course she's a radical. She's telling you what she wants you to hear right now until she gets into the place of power. And then the American people are told by the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, that they're above the people, but they're not above God, said John Hagee. You are incorrect. You are incorrect. Folks, if they don't serve as the law, then the people must serve as the law. Okay, if they don't serve the law, I'm sorry, then the people must serve as the law. And that's where this is going. America is not filled with 329.5 million serfs, bad guys. My goodness. So let's get over to this. This brings about the resolve that so many claim that they truly want. Check it out.
Is it that the people have taken on that the Supreme Court are the final arbiters? They are not. Friends, corrupt judges can be removed. Let me show you how this works. One thing that we have noticed concerning the judicial branch in American government is that much of the original plan with its constitutional checks and balances has been set aside. The result has that one branch dominating that of the other two. President George Washington stated, "A just estimate of that love and of power and proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us for the truth of this position. The necessity of reciprocal checks and exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories has been established." Alexander Hamilton explained that the judiciary, from the nature of its function, will always be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution.
The least dangerous,
the
judges.
The judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. The founders' clear constitutional design has been ignored, no doubt. The Supreme Court is no longer simply one branch among the other two. It is now, in fact, literally the supreme branch, or so they would have you think. By assuming the role of policy maker, the judiciary has invaded the constitutional responsibilities assigned exclusively to the other two branches, yet this tendency by the courts is not new. The constitutional foundations for impeachment, the constitutional discussions concerning impeachment, either directly or indirectly, in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment, were delineated by Thomas Jefferson and is manual a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments.
This is all constitutional, friends.
They shall bind oath or affirmation when the President of the United
States... It's all in the Constitution.
The Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present.
Roberts is corrupt as well, by the way.
Seven. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. According to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 3, Section 2 tells us that the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. That's found in Article 2, Section 1. And the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the Good Behavior Clause. The judges, both of the Supreme and Inferior Courts, shall hold their offices during good behavior. That's Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1.
Okay, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to pause for a moment because I'm paying attention again to social media platforms, friends. And for those that are listening in 155 cities, understand we get about 50 to 60 to 70,000 views a day on one of our channels. And so I'm looking at those social media platforms right now. So just to show you as to, and I want you to reflect as to who you serve, if this applies to you. So right now, people are complaining about corruption in their country, okay? And I'm showing you the American people are tolerating the corruption, that it's a reflection. Every country deserves the government that it has, period, right? So I'm giving you the answers right now. But instead of saying, okay, this is what I'm doing, I'm writing this down, I'm going to take it in, and I'm going to lawfully deal with these people, you know what I get to see? I get to see these people that call themselves Christians, a lack thereof, 1 John 2:4, that call themselves Christians, sitting there, giving the message of the enemy, watering down and putting out the fire of people, not understanding that the fear of man is a snare. See, they want them to succumb to the spirit of the world rather than to overcome in Christ. Romans 8:37. 1 John 5:4. Okay? This is what they do. This is all they know how to do, is highlight the crimes of the bad people. They give tongue and power to the enemy by giving tongue to the enemy. Okay? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, the book of Proverbs tells us clearly. But this is why you're in the predicament that you are, because it's the message that you listen to. It's the message that you parrot. You don't believe the Lord God. You believe that man has more power and authority over man, and you are in the position that you are in because of what you believe. And you are an unbeliever, and you should be ashamed of yourself, to say the least. Oh, look what they're doing here in California. Oh, look what they're doing over there on the East Coast. Oh, look what they're doing here. Look what they're doing. Yeah, they're doing it because you're letting them do it, and you deserve what you get. Period. For those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, I'm going to keep going on and giving you your obligation before God. And for those that want to be empowered through knowledge to deal with the enemy, I'm going to continue on here. So here we go. The relationship of this good behavior clause to impeachment was explained during the debates surrounding the Judiciary Act of 1802. Matter of fact, one member noted... Okay, so this is where we're going to start right when we come back. And what this does is begin to highlight the impeachment process. And those that have been prosecuted since the beginning, inception of who we are as a people, I'm going to come back and we're going to start giving you names of those that have been impeached and those that have been prosecuted. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Just showing you that it has been done and it can be done again if you so choose.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so, you know, now I'm seeing on social media platforms because we got 155 cities that are getting inundated with this information, giving you the resolve, and hopefully that's what you were looking for. But now you have to be a doer of the word, not a deceiver only, right? You're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. Forgive me. Read James 2:14 through 26. Now I'm seeing people on social media complain about the corruption. Apparently, you're not sick of it enough. Apparently, you're not sick of it enough. Oh, it's true. We got nobody to blame but ourselves, and there is the missing element in our message, responsibility. I mean, it's crazy how that works, especially all the well-knowing 2 Corinthians 3:16. What does it say? All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. What's missing in the church? I'll tell you what. Reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. Yeah, that's what's missing. There's no reproof. There's no correction. There's no instructions in righteousness because the professors in the church, the mushroom converts that need to be saved again, right, converted again, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, didn't hear it the first time. This is out of sight and out of mind. What I just said is foreign to their said repentance. I'll get to that tomorrow. Shameful, shameful, shameful. Let me get to this. I want to give you, again, doers of the word, I want to give you some hope here. And the hope is always found in the truth that's been given, right? You must respond to the truth. Like John Quincy Adams said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Yep, that's right. Let's get back to this because this is great stuff. Here is where we begin to go into the names of those that have been impeached and prosecuted, including one president, for one violation of the Constitution. You know what his violation was, Andrew Johnson's? He exchanged the Secretary of War without asking for congressional permission, without going to the people and say, in asking the question, is it okay that I change the Secretary of War? He was impeached for that one violation. Not 40 and 50 years, not 4 and 5 decades of scandal and lying and murder, the way that the American people have put up with today. Nope, our forefathers didn't put up with what you tolerate, period. Here we go. Check this out. We all fully understand what it is when it comes to good behavior, and the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment. Why? Because it protects our freedoms. We go on. What it is when it comes to good behavior, and the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment. Now remember, impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality.
Wow.
In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act of Congress for something called judicial high-handedness. Now, friends, judicial high-handedness is acting outside of their scope of authority, acting as if they are above the law, and no regard for the people's rights. Now, he was also charged for drunkenness and blasphemy. In 1804, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Chase was impeached for judicial high-handedness.
Wow.
And for excluding evidence from a trial. In 1830, federal judge James H. Peck was also impeached for high-handedness.
Wow!
In 1862,
it's been
federal
done.
Judge West H. Humphreys was impeached for supporting the secession movement. 1868, President Andrew Johnson was impeached for removing and replacing the Secretary of War. And in 1876, Secretary of War was removed. William W. Belknap was impeached for bribery.
Wow!
In 1904, federal judge Charles Swan was impeached for financial improprieties and judicial high-handedness. In 1912, Federal Circuit Judge W. Archbold was impeached for judicial high-handedness and misconduct. In 1926, federal judge George W. English was impeached again for high-handedness and profanity. In 1933, federal judge Harold Lauterbach was impeached for seeking to hide assets during a personal divorce proceedings. And in 1936, federal judge Halstead L. Ritter was impeached for corruption and for income tax evasion. Now, friends, the evidence is irrefutable. The basis for impeachment was non-criminal and non-statutory. See, impeachment preserves the right of the people and the states. Isaiah 26:9 tells us, "For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." In Isaiah 51 verse 4, it tells us, "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me. I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." And Amos 5:15 comes to my aid, "Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate." Well, why, Bradley? Well, Proverbs 16:6 gives us the answer. "By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." Yet today, the courts are getting away with murder, literally. It has become a thing of political will and not law, opposite of its very function. We have abortion, which has never been legalized, sodomy, homosexual marriage,
yep.
Creating a tax to create...
All transgresses American laws, what they're advocating.
Issues which violate law.
law, such as pornography, murder, adultery, theft, and lying, just to name a few, illegal immigration, illegal indoctrination in the schools across the country, and the list goes on. How contrary to what William Blackstone stated when he said, "No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God." Now, let me leave this right here under God and bestowed upon the people as where our rights are derived from. All power is inerrant in the people, and all free governments are founded upon that authority. That's Pennsylvania. All power is originally vested in the people, and all free
governments... Where's the power come from under God, friends?
Authority. South Carolina.
From the people.
Authority shall, on any pretense whatever, be exercised over the people or members of this state, but such as shall be derived from and granted.
All power comes from the people through delegation.
All political power is vested in and derived from the people only. North Carolina.
They're acting in a high-handedness.
In the people, and therefore all just authority.
Not just an attitude.
Institutions of political society.
But an exercise.
Is derived from the people. Delaware. All power being originally inherent in, and consequently derived from the people. Therefore, all officers of the government, whether legislative or executive, are their trustees and servants and, at all times, in a legal way, accountable to them. Vermont. All power is vested in and consequently derived from the people. Virginia. All government of right originates from the people.
Okay, so folks, you're seeing this. And your representatives are doing what you're allowing them to do. Okay, GCN, you got to tell me who that caller is and what it is that they want, please.
And officers of government vested with authority.
So, folks, you're seeing all the states.
Executive.
All power comes through delegation from the people, just like it tells us in the Declaration of Independence that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, period.
All okay? Government of right.
So there you have it. And for the sake of time, I got 1 minute calling on Christine, Sacramento, California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I just wanted to say thank you for reminding me to put my power in my faith.
Amen. Amen, Christine.
Walk through those doors of the bureaucrats with God as my armor.
Amen. Christine, and all those that are listening right now, thank you very much for the phone call. We are literally going down in about 30 seconds. On social media platforms, I answered your question, and I put the link on comments. Copy and paste that, and then go to that article. It will give you the process of impeachment concerning what is happening in your backyard. This is how the common man can take it to the bad guys, okay? You have to be relentless. When the mainstream media gets in there, they're going to try to browbeat you, demonize you. They're going to try to make you look like the bad guy in front of everybody. But just keep highlighting the crimes of the politicians and show them the transgressions. And I'm talking about show the people the transgressions, because America as a whole, folks, for the most part, easily, hands down, easily, are sick and tired of being sick and tired of what's going on today. They, our representatives, do not have a right to violate our law. Deuteronomy 23:23 comes to my aid. They promise to uphold an oath, to uphold the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, and we can clearly see that they are now bent set on tearing it down. We're not going to tolerate that. Period. Okay? You set the narrative. Folks, put them where they belong.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.